This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Before we get started, this episode contains strong existential dread, despair, and unreality. Character betrayal, doppelgangers, pyrophobia, depictions of loss and grief, character injury, death, and separation, coughing and choking sound effects, and loud noises including explosions and screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Okay. Oh, Anna, is that you? No, that's stupid. How's it going is, yeah, probably about the stupidest thing I could say. How's it going? Oh, yeah, right on. Okay. Anna? Oh, my God, it is. Guess what? Guess what today is? April Fool's. Isn't that a wild day? No, I mean, that. She doesn't want anything jokey. I mean, it's been hard. Okay, how about... Anna, we have missed you so much. Welcome. Come in. What if she thinks that's insincere, though? I mean, it doesn't sound sincere to me. Just come back, Anna, and bring Kate with you.
You need to keep quiet before...
God damn! It's raining like the dickens out there. Sam? What are you doing sitting out there in the dark? Come and help me with the groceries, space cadet.
Alan?
Did you get off early or something? I thought you were on shift until late. All that extra work... You know?
Extra work. The drowning cases?
Sam? Are you all right?
Oh, I need to lie down.
Whoa! Easy there, sweetie. Hey. I'll be right back. I just gotta grab those groceries. Don't you go anywhere.
After those three teenagers were found drowned in that car. 2 weeks before he died.
All right, love. I'm all yours. You okay?
I can't do this.
Oh, Sam. Oh, God. I know. Cases. Been a lot lately. No wonder you're feeling this way. Hey. What do you say we get away for a few days? We could both do with getting out of this rain for a bit, at least. I think we both have some PTO saved up.
Out of town. Somewhere far away from here.
I helped you bring Sam to this place because I knew it was the only way to get you into the source to begin with. Do you have any idea how long I waited for this moment? Unable to return to my life because I needed your memories to survive here? Now that you're trapped on this side of the veil, though, I can finally return to the world I lost and get my old life back.
You were never going to help me, were you?
How does one define help? Has it been help you've offered me since I disappeared from your life? Refusing to forget me for over 20 years. Prolonging my existence in this horrible, horrible place. And yet, your memories allowed me to become powerful beyond my wildest imagination. Give me all the tools I needed to escape.
Amy, you have to help me. I'm going to die in here if you don't. I'm going to become...
I certainly have to do something with you. You and I are two poles on a magnet. And I don't suppose our friend the Guardian will be too happy to see you and I together. Don't worry. I would never be able to forget you. Not after all this. So, your life here should be much the same as mine has been. Which is to say, you'll never fade away. Not truly. But you will become something different.
Amy, you can't! I can't imagine what you've been through here. But after everything you've been through, why would you want to do this to me?
I want to live my own life, Anna. I deserve to have my own life. A real life. A human life. I want to experience the passage of time. The change of the seasons. The warmth of sunshine, rain on my skin, friendships, relationships, sunsets, flowers. You had all of that and you took it for granted. You isolated yourself, locked yourself away from the world, from the people who loved you the most, and refused to live your life to the fullest. You got your chance. I never did. Now it's my turn.
Where would we go?
I don't know. Tahoe? Truckee? Oh, maybe San Francisco. Maybe that's all we both need. Sea air, a good cup of coffee, some steep hills to climb. God knows I need the cardio. We could go at the end of the month, I think, if we put in the request today.
I'm not sure.
Oh, sweetheart.
No.
Fuck. I'm sorry, Sam. That usually helps.
Yeah.
I think it's time you told me what's going on here.
What?
Tell me what's really going on, Sam. You're supposed to be at work, but you look different. I don't recognize these clothes. Your hair is longer than it was when you left this morning. And your beard, I saw you shave yesterday, and you've never grown it out that much. Listen, Sam, I'm not an idiot.
But I never said you were.
I know there's been a lot of strange stuff happening around here. Not too long ago, I thought I heard you on the other end of a phone call, but you were right here with me, at home. So what, are you Sam's secret twin or something? A time traveler, some kind of doppelganger? What?
I didn't expect you to be so blunt about it.
You do remember how I told you I was interested in you, right?
Yeah.
So, tell me what's going on. And help me unpack these groceries, would you? I think the lettuce is starting to wilt in there.
I waited for you, Amy. I waited for years. I never stopped talking about you, never stopped remembering you. You are my best friend, my first ghost. If you want to know what it was that haunted me all those years, what led me further into my own nightmares and cut me off from the rest of the world, it was you. I didn't fail your memory by becoming what I did. I honored it. Don't you dare use that against me now.
Don't pretend like you avoided your life out of some sense of duty. You wanted it. You wanted that isolation. You were always more comfortable engaging with the great beyond than your everyday life. More interested in stories and the people around you. I just gave you the excuse to do it. So now, I'm ready to give you what you really want. Free and open access to the endless mysteries of the infinite. A window into every universe that has ever and could ever exist. A chance to take a look behind the curtain like no human being ever could. No publisher to report back to. No family to disappoint. No friends to neglect, no lover to fail. You can have it all, you just need to let me go.
I could never leave Maria. She's the reason I stayed so long.
Oh, come on. If Maria was actually your reason, you would have fought harder to keep her around. You would have actually tried
to keep
her.
You don't get to decide that. I don't care what you've seen. I'm the only one who gets to say what she means to me. But you are right about some things, Amy. I did avoid my everyday life. And about the people I disappointed with my absence or my independence. But Maria, we worked. We had our problems, sure. And lately I've kept too many secrets from her. But at the core of us, we could be curled up under the stars or howling around a campfire or sitting in LA traffic or hiking up a mountain or sitting in a coffee shop in Wellington or escaping the rain in Scotland, comforting each other after a nightmare or sharing a sleep-deprived Christmas morning together. And we just worked. We're home to each other. And I'll be damned if I let you keep me from my love. But you're right about one more thing. I can't imagine the pain and the hell you've lived through.
I couldn't explain it if I tried.
You know, for a long time, I actually lived two lives. One where you were gone, yes. But in the other one, I swear I saw us grow up together.
What do you mean?
I saw us go to senior prom, Amy. You worked up the courage and you kissed Samantha. And, well, it didn't go well, but you still managed
Samantha.
To...
Samantha? I kissed her?
Yeah.
I always liked her.
I know.
Where is she now?
She's... Oh, Amy. She's gone. Eaten up by something awful. I can't say it was a good death. I'm so sorry.
So, she's gone?
Yes.
What about my parents?
In the timeline that seems the most real, they didn't stay together. They divorced and moved away the year after you disappeared. I remember my parents talking about it. It sounded like they'd never had a child and just went their separate ways.
I see.
I'll never understand what you've had to survive in here, Amy. And I know it would only seem fair to let you have a turn at life. Let you be the one to remember me for a change. But what would even be there for you, Amy? Samantha's gone. I'd be trapped here. Your parents. I don't know if they'd even be able to recognize you. You've been here so long, you've changed. You're all blurry around the edges. Like you're not really there. I'm not sure you would survive out there, Amy. There's no point in losing both of us. I can still go back. I don't know if you can anymore.
I wasn't expecting you to be so kind. You're right. I was afraid you would be. What are you doing?
I'm giving my friend a hug.
I'm not even sure I can tell you anything.
All right. How about this? You looked surprised to see me when I came in. Like you hadn't seen me for a while.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't think that's something I can tell you, no matter how much I want to.
That bad, huh? Okay. Did we break up?
Alan, I can't tell you.
So what do I do, then?
Keep loving me. Like you never saw me, this version of me. You can't mention this to anyone, but especially me. There's too much at stake.
Ooh. Matter of life and death, is it?
Basically. Exactly that. Yes.
I'm only gonna ask this once. Is there any way to avoid what's coming?
I've thought about that every single day since it happened. My time with you, including right now, is utterly unforgettable. I never thought I'd get to have this conversation with you. Trust me, I have wished for it. I've missed you so much, Alan.
How is it that you're right here talking to me, and I feel like I haven't seen you in years? You've done some growing, I can tell.
I've tried.
And I am so proud of you.
I need to go, Alan. I have somewhere I need to be. Someone who really needs me. A whole lot of someone's, actually.
And you, the you that's still at work, needs me here?
He really does.
Before you go, then.
Yes.
Let me kiss you. And then I'll let you go.
So do you really not know where I need to go to get out of here?
You don't need to worry about that. The moment is coming, I think. There is just one last thing.
What is it?
There are two aberrations that haven't been patched. Two final threads in the timeline that need to be woven.
Which are?
Your tapes. They need to be taken from Sam's room at the Meriwether facility on January 30th, 2020, and left in your van on October 31st, 2018 for the police to find.
And how am I supposed to do that?
Don't worry. I'll make sure you land at exactly the right moments.
Just through there.
Better hurry. Sam will be back any moment now.
Tell me this place was falling apart.
Better grab them fast, then. They're under the bed. And the drop-off.
So good. What's the second one?
Kate needs to remember the well and me in order for the team that finds you to be ready. But there's a moment in time, close by, where we may be able to reach her through your mother.
My mother?
We could send the message through her.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can send another message. Especially not after.
For all you've tried to do for me, I suppose I can take care of it. Remember, Anna, the moment is coming. Listen.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You're fading.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 not yet. Not yet.
I didn't know it would look like this.
Alan! Alan! Don't cry. Don't cry. Keep your wits about you. Nice of you to finally take me back in. God damn you.
If you're right, then there's no point in running either. If Morrison wins here, then sooner or later, there won't be anywhere left to run.
It could buy us a little bit more time.
Maybe. But I've spent too much of my life letting people like Morrison win. I'm not running anymore.
And neither am I.
Me neither. I'm not running either.
It's now or never, Ned. We need to do something.
Come out of your hiding hole, brave heroes. There's more than one way to drive a rabbit from its warren.
Behold! Your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land. The time has come. The day is near. A day of tumult and
not of joyful shouting on the mountains.
What the? No! No! My soldiers, they...
She destroyed them!
Where did he go?
Is he running away?
How did he get over there so quickly?
No, and probably a short hop in and out of the source. Clever bastard.
What's he doing out there?
If I had to guess, raising some more officers to replace the ones who just went boom.
Shit.
Let's try to find a better position while we can. We don't have long. Morris will be back any moment now.
What now, Ren? They can't hear you. You can't help Kate against the apparition of Morrison. And you can't help Maria against her vision of the Echo. Do you see how terrified they look? How lost? How alone? For all the times you've refused to intervene to stop the suffering of others, now you have no choice.
Why are you doing this? What do you want?
A nightmare wants nothing. Only your suffering. Are you suffering, Dr. Park?
Kate! Maria!
I have told you already this is useless. But do feel free to scream. I would so enjoy hearing your throat dry out and crack.
I'm going to find my way out of here. I'm going to help my friends.
Will you? Are you sure that you even can? How do you know, for instance, that you're really here? That you still exist? That you ever did? What?
Well,
if Kate and Maria can't see you, can't hear you, then how do you know this isn't entirely in your own head? How do you know you haven't already died? Been killed in an instant by some piece of debris on the shores of the lake? Your blood mingling in the foamy waves as your dreams of reaching the stars die on the sand?
Because I don't believe my mind would ever create you.
Oh, really? And how do you know I'm not a manifestation of your guilt? For all the experiments you've run, the humans and almost human creatures you've let suffer under the scope of your work, the relationships you've let fall. Tell me, Ren, are you so sure that you know yourself? How can you know that what you think and believe about yourself is true?
What? No! No!
Now tell me, Doctor. Are you actually sinking into the sand? Or is this just another trick?
Oh, I do enjoy this. Well, if none of this is real, I suppose it's just as true to say that everything is real.
Yes, yes. Everything is real. A nuclear warhead could drop on this spot at any moment. Somewhere, Patient Zero will die from what will soon become an extinction-level pandemic. Everything and everyone you've known will forget you, and your legacy will die in the dust.
And somehow, in the grand realm of possibility, Saludia Moore plays on Morrison Propaganda FM.
Oh, what an interesting new game. I like... What is... That music, it's... transcendent.
Sure, you do a good job embodying my greatest fears, but you're also great at embodying all my loves. Unfortunately for you.
A pretty piece of music.
Little good that will do you now.
No. I know this music.
Ren is here. He isn't gone. That's just another illusion. Like Andrew in the lake. Like you.
And do you think that means you're safe here?
That I won't still find you and kill you when the time comes?
Yes, it does. You can't hurt me anymore. You tried to take my sister from me, and you failed. You tried to take Bill and Rob away from us, and you failed. You tried to crush our spirits, and you failed. Your time is over, Morrison. Leave. Ren! Ren, come here!
Kate? Oh my God, are you okay?
Oh, just untie me and I will be.
That music. Ren. Sorry, I guess I forgot what I'm dealing with here. I command this illusion to melt away. I know Ren is here. You are not.
Are you sure? I'm as close to the real Anna as you'll ever see again. And I know you'll regret sending me away.
No, I won't. I want my Anna, or none at all.
Sight.
You see that? I thought I saw someone up ahead.
I'll keep focusing. I'll be there and know.
Who is...
Sam, you're okay. You're here.
Anna?
Oh my God.
Wait. No. No, this isn't right. Who are you?
Ned Laroe? Why do you
wait
so?
Anna, you know me?
No, this isn't right.
Anna, listen to me. I've been looking for you. We're here to take you back to the other side. It's time to go.
No, something's wrong. Don't look. Don't look behind you.
Why?
This isn't the right time. You aren't here yet. Go where you need to be. Run!
Anna? Is that you?
Oh, thank God. This has to be right. You're the right Sam, aren't you?
Was that the moment I thought it was?
Still seems like you know a lot more about this place than I do.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. You helped me find two very important friends. Thank you.
Anytime.
I'm not letting go of you again, Anna. It's time for us to get out of here.
Promise?
I promise.
Rise, soldiers of the Lord! You have been made manifest and summoned to bring my...
He's taking his time out there. Probably making sure he has enough soldiers to finish us off. Shit.
What's our plan when he comes back?
Bill? Rob, whatever happens next, I need you to stay hidden.
Wait, what?
Ned, you've got to give us more than that.
come out. Come out. Wherever you are.
No. No, that's even more than I thought.
What's wrong, my children? Do not fear the dark that waits for you beyond the veil. Fear me, for that is the beginning of...
He winced. He just goddamn winced. Guys, careful, but look. Looks like he's favoring one leg. When did that happen? Oh my god. Look at his chest.
It looks like there's a piece of him that never made it back.
And those black streaks? Oh my god, it looks like poison.
His heart. It never healed correctly. Maybe his body's rejecting it.
No part of that wound is clean, that's for sure. Jerry, Bill, Rob, as soon as he's distracted, I need you to keep those officers busy. Here, Rob, take my bat. Bill, put those broad shoulders to good work, would you?
Yes, sir.
Everyone ready?
Ready.
And what do you plan on doing?
What I have to. You just stay alive. I love you, Bill. You too, Rob.
You little...
How are we supposed to get back?
The causal loops have all been closed now. Our only hope is to concentrate on Agate Shore. Kate, Maria, and Ren waiting for us.
I can't believe they all came together for this. They must be so angry with me. I definitely would be.
Anna, careful, you need to watch what you say. Hang on. Anna, they all desperately want you back, all of them. Right now, more than ever, we need to focus on the good memories you have with them. You need to picture them waiting on that shoreline with open arms.
Okay. I'll try. How long will it take to get back?
Any minute now. Just hang on.
Slivers of dawn. The stars are disappearing.
The day didn't loop on us.
Our first real dawn in ages.
It's beautiful. What do we do now?
I don't know. It seems like Morrison is distracted. Whatever is going on.
Is that why we were able to break out of his illusion like that?
Who knows? Was it that or the music?
I hope it's because he's getting his ass kicked.
Me too.
What we can do now, the only thing we can do is we hope. We fix ourselves as hard as we can to this spot. and the image of Sam and Anna coming out of that lake.
What do you think you're going to do now, huh? We're both exhausted. But you can never beat me. You can't risk it. Your friends will lose strength. Doorways to chaos lie all around us. And soon that chaos will manifest fully in this world. Shall I remind you of how you fear the dark? The dissolving, endless, chaotic darkness. The place where all things are worn down and reformed for purposes no mortal mind could ever understand. Do you remember the deal we made when you were still DeWitt? Crawling inch by inch toward your torn and scattered legs. I picked you up. I made you an offer. You were only too desperate to accept.
I remember.
I offered you power. A position at OCPD, a chance to be a first among my many, many monsters.
I said I remember.
I learned things from you, Ned. Things in our proximity that I couldn't have learned in 1,000 years of study. I learned your manipulation, the way that you would bend reality. I've treasured our time together. Fear it's time for you to go back to the place you fear. The place that now bends to my will.
Does it now?
Of course it does.
What about that wound in your side? If the power beyond was truly subject to you, couldn't you have healed yourself by now? If you were really the master of the source, would I even be able to touch you?
What's happening? Help. Don't get any closer.
I've kept a list my whole life of the things I've done. I've killed with arrows, with the sword, with my own two hands. I've stood on the tallest mountains in the world, swam its depths, made my home in the deep. I've seen hundreds of generations of man. I've seen empires crumble. I've seen brilliance rise and fall in ages in a million forgotten ways. I've cheated. I've stolen. I've betrayed. I've lied. But one thing remained. That first thing. The one everyone else does when they first get started living. The one I overlooked. I've done everything, but it hasn't meant anything. Not until I've loved. I think at some point in the great mystery of all this, we must have made a trade. You took on my manipulation, and I made use of your humanity.
Then again, I've always been more resourceful than you.
Centuries of smooth talking. And the only thing you can say now is a cliche? Love? A thing like you wouldn't know the meaning of it. You're a twisted hunk of tar. But you have always known fear. And you will know fear now.
I don't think fear can reach me anymore. Not where I stand now.
I will cast you into the void. You will dissipate into nothingness, into ephemeral rot.
No, you won't.
What?
You know what I think? I think that's the very last thing you're gonna do, because in your state, if you get any closer to these portals you've so carelessly torn open, well, those wounds of yours are looking worse than ever. You just spent most of your remaining energy creating new officers. I think there's a very real chance that if you go back in there, you lose it all.
That's what you think, is it?
What are you so afraid of, huh? Is it the Guardian? Now that his chains are broken, not even weakened, it would make you just the same as any of us, wouldn't it? Especially if someone made sure you stayed there until the bitter end.
Ned, what's happening?
No.
You better watch it.
The void.
I'm counting down.
Void is only an ocean.
From 10.
Mother.
9.
Chaos.
8. 7.
I've lived full.
6.
You've done it all, and it would be
5, 4,
my pleasure.
3.
Be the reason
why
that my love lives on.
Ned, now wait.
What's happening?
Ned, where are you?
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 99, This Is the Way the World Ends. Starring James Caan as Peter Slate, Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Robin Gabrielli as Alan Gott, Meredith Nudo as Amy Sterling, Erin Neely-Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Chris Martin as Robert Quincy, Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Sam Taylor as Ren Park, Virginia Spots as Kate Sheridan, and Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written and produced by Virginia Spots, with dialogue editing and sound design by Van Winkle. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter @SheridanTapes and on Instagram @TheSheridanTapes. I'm Van Winkle.
And I'm Virginia.
This is Homestead on the Corner.
And you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.